Medicaid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got another great show planned for you today. First half of the show, we're going to be talking about a new technology that has entered the over-the-counter industry to deliver a product that raises testosterone without challenging the liver or the digestive tract, for that matter. Later in the show, we have Dr. Cassandra Forsyth-Pribinick on. She's going to be talking about the deadly sins that women make when dieting. This show was specifically requested by my good friend Alex Wapetsky for his wife, who, like many women, may be making some terrible mistakes, but wanting to change her body, not seeing the progress because the information she's getting from the mainstream nutritionists and medical orthodoxy is contrary to what works. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Okay. My first guest is Steve Lapidus, and he is with AgeForce.com. How you doing, Steve?
Good. Good to be with you, Carl.
Okay, and it's important to understand that AgeForce is a sponsor, and as you know, I hand-select sponsors based on science that they provide. If I believe that the product is worthy, they get on the air. We don't let shills or shoddy science on the show, and I invited AgeForce to come aboard when I found out about them from my good friend at trulyhuge.com, Paul Becker. They have a novel group of products, and we're going to be talking about one today. How did AgeForce get started, Steve?
Well, that's a good question. We're a pharmaceutical company, and our corporate name is Phase 4 Pharmaceutical. And with the emerging science of medical transdermal patch delivery, as opposed to injections or oral delivery with tablets, what have you, about 10 years ago, as transdermal patches started to become more mainstream and accepted in the medical community for delivering prescriptive medication and for some vitamins and supplements, our research turned to that, and we felt that there was a emerging market to for us to take advantage of by developing certain dietary supplements that could be delivered more effectively, quicker, and with more potency with transdermal patches. And our main business is the doctors, clinics, and hospitals around the world. But our fastest growing division is this dietary supplement division.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? That, you know,
we find it so, yes.
Because I have to believe when you first looked at this, you probably thought, what are we talking about here? We're in the pharmaceutical industry, and we're about to step into what is considered the supplement of, vitamins and supplement industry. How big of a deal can this be?
Well, again, we started off, as scientists, our research and development laboratories in the United States and our R&D team, our research and development team, just grabbed onto this concept that they could deliver dietary supplements, certain dietary supplements, transdermally with a time release patch, and with far greater benefit to the user than as opposed to the traditional pills, capsule, tablet delivery of supplements.
All right, so let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about transdermal science. It's an area that I have a lot of knowledge in because many years ago I was heavily involved in transdermal preparation, so I feel like I have a little knowledge. Transdermal science has come a long way just in the past 4 or 5 years, hasn't it?
because there's no question the products, the supplements that we're delivering with the patches today, 5 years ago we could not deliver.
Because five years ago, the largest molecular weight that you that you could get to pass through the stratum corneum was about 400 Dalton, which is very small.
And therein lies the challenge, you know, with transdermal delivery, and that is, the ability to get the substance, the molecular substance, to migrate through the skin quickly, safely, efficiently into the bloodstream via the tiny capillaries that blood capillaries that are adjacent to the patch. This science kept getting better and better and better. Our ability in the lab to alter substances, to take them through different steps to make them more amenable to transdermal delivery, that science kept improving. And today we can deliver supplements immediately into the bloodstream. All our patches have time-release functions that are typically 8 to 10 to 12 hours, which further enhances the effectiveness. It's not just direct delivery into the bloodstream, but it's delivery with a time-release factor so that the body, so these products become more, you hear this term a lot, bioavailable. So you're not overloading the system so quickly with the substance that you're with the dietary supplement, you're gradually introducing it into the bloodstream, so it's much more bioavailable.
Well, and now let's talk about that for a second. All supplements are challenged by the enzymes in the digestive process first and foremost, and then secondly, the first-pass liver degradation. The liver's job is to try to get these things out of the bloodstream that don't naturally occur in the body. So quite often, in order for you to get even 5%, you're lucky if you get 5% of what you're putting in your mouth, unless it's something like a free-form amino acid, and we're not talking about that, but we're talking about other substances. The body digests them and tries to get them out of the blood and keep them out of the bloodstream, and we're trying to get them in the bloodstream. So the reality is that you guys really didn't have to reinvent the wheel. You just had to find substances that worked and put them in a patch.
Exact substance that work, put them in a patch, and also supplements that people would derive benefit from. But Carl, you hit the nail right on the head in that today. Let's take the supplement that we're talking about specifically, our testosterone booster patches.
Right.
There are wonderful, wonderful formulas out there for testosterone boosters, natural testosterone boosters. There's some terrific formulas. We've tested them all, and some not so good, but most of them are pretty good, and there are some wonderful formulas in capsule, pill, or tablet format. You take them orally. But therein lies the challenge. The minute you put that pill, capsule, or tablet in your mouth, it's attacked by the enzymes in your saliva, and then the big assault comes when it hits your stomach and the harsh, caustic, powerful digestive acids in your stomach go after that tablet, that formula. They begin to degrade it, which is part of the natural digestive process, but they're degrading the formula. And you also have, in essence, and you hit it on the head, it's anywhere from 5 to 10% of that formula survives
right
to get into your bloodstream. Now, counter that with direct delivery into the bloodstream, transdermal patch delivery, virtually 100% of that formula is migrating successfully and quickly into your bloodstream, well, as quickly as the time-release patch permits.
Right.
So, the true amount is about 95% of the formula.
Over the period, 8 to 10
hours that the patch time release formula permits. After that, the patch is just a band-aid. The formula is migrated. It's in your system, and it's
Okay.
But you know, so the advantages are just astronomical. And to put it another way, to give you an example, if you were to take, vitamin Q, let's take vitamin B12.
Okay.
We don't happen to have a B12 patch, but if you were to take 10 milligram tablet of B12 orally.
Right.
If you were to put 10 milligrams of B12 in a patch, that'd be the equivalent of 1,000 milligrams taken orally.
Wow.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
It's up to 100 times more powerful when it's delivered.
More bioavailability. Let's do this, Steve. Take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Testo 100 patch specifically. For those of you who want to learn more about Testo 100, if you go to superhumanradio.com, you'll see a banner ad for Testo 100, and all of the Superhuman Radio listeners are being offered an unparalleled 50% off as a trial. If you want to try the Testo 100 system, you get a month's worth of patches. We're going to discuss that in just a moment. At 50% off, go to superhumanradio.com and check out the Testo 100 product yourself. Learn about it, and you may want to order it. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100. The first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Steve Lapidus from AgeForce.com. Check them out. They have a lot of products there, a lot of amazing products there. The one we're talking about today is Testo 100. Is a testosterone-boosting patch. You put it on in the morning, you forget about it. Or do you prefer people put it on late in the day? I want to talk about the patch itself now.
When we put a little insert in with the orders when we send them out, and just in that insert is a suggestion, which just seems to be better for people's lifestyle. We suggest, since the patch is a 8 to 10 hour time release patch, we suggest put it on at dinner or after dinner, sleep with it, take it off in the morning,
because that's when testosterone is produced, in the middle of the night anyway. So.
Yes, a greater percentage is. But again, you know, we just you can wear it during the day, but it's a small patch. It's an inch square. It's like a postage stamp. Again, we just suggest you wear it at night. Don't deal with it during the day. But, you know, so lots of people wear it during the day. It's a matter of choice.
Now, my audience loves science, and I know that we've tried to have one of your chief formulators on the show, but he was unavailable for this particular airing, and we'll probably have him back on at another time to really expand on this. But let's talk a little bit about how the patch works. The patch has a variety of different agents in it that of all...
The patch has 18 different ingredients.
Active
which
ingredients.
Are a combination of botanicals and minerals. You have me a little bit of a disadvantage here, Carl, because
no, I know that.
The head of our research and development division, who's the guru, isn't here, and I just have a top line overview of the formula.
I took a brief gleaning of the list, and what I see in there are things that both stimulate testosterone as well as reduce things like sex hormone binding globulin, which will increase free testosterone. There's a variety of different. This patch is delivering a variety of different active ingredients that work through multiple pathways to ultimately yield a more youthful level of testosterone. Right?
Correct. Yeah. It's 18 different ingredients now, and many of them taken separately don't. May not be impressive, but you know, one of the things that you do when you formulate 18 things together is you're also trying to create synergism, where the sum effect is greater than the individual components.
I like to call it a push and pull. Some things are pushing, some things are pulling, and the end result is you're moving faster forward.
Again, you know, we're a pharmaceutical company. We're kind of secretive. A lot of proprietary information. We've tested just about every natural testosterone booster that we can get our hands on the market. I can assure you, Testo 100 increases testosterone levels infinitely greater than any product on the market today. It's just a superior product. The direct delivery, we're the only company with direct transdermal delivery, and with a state-of-the-art formula that just the results are astounding.
Okay, so how do you use Testo 100? So a person would put the patch on around dinner time. They'd wear it through sleep.
You put
it off in the morning.
On, and you typically put the patch on where you would where you would get blood above your forearm or where you feel for a pulse near somebody's wrist or below the navel.
So you want some vascular density there. You want some vascular.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And you put the patch on. We recommend you put. Put the patch on six different patch, obviously one patch every day for 6 days or nights, whichever your preference is, and then 4 days of rest where you don't do anything.
Now, why would you cycle the patch? Why?
Well, one of the problems that you have with when you're trying to increase hormonal production. With supplements is that you don't want to overdo it. You want to testosterone is produced in men in the testes and in women in the ovaries, and our product is formulated and optimized so that we're prodding the testes or the ovaries to produce more testosterone 6 days in a row. And then we want 4 days rest because we don't want, some people refer to it blowback or echo effect. We don't want to overdo it. And you want, for optimum results, you want, six continuous days of stimulation and then 4 days of, recuperation, if you will, or rest.
That's interesting because it makes sense too. And I say that because if you look at the, back in the day, which is now being abandoned, thank God, you know, that doctors are starting to get the religion that reducing testosterone to zero in men is a dangerous thing. They die from it. But back in the day, one of the treatments for prostate cancer was called androgen blockade therapy. And the way they shut a man's testosterone off was to overstimulate the pituitary, testicular axis with long acting gonadotropins. They would inject the guy a couple days in a row with these long acting luteinizing hormones that would stay intact in the body and just keep stimulating production. And what would happen is for 3, 4, 5, 6 days, your testosterone levels go through the roof. I mean, you're putting out testosterone like a 17-year-old kid with pimples. And then all of a sudden, the testes become exhausted and they can't produce anymore. And then that's what, then the androgen blockade therapy kicks in and you don't produce any testosterone. And then they just keep giving you these shots to keep that exhausted state. So I can understand why you cycle now.
And that's why we go with a 10-day cycle, 6 days, you use a patch, one patch each day for 6 days, and then 4 days where you go dormant.
So
one month supply would be 18 patches.
18 patches, okay.
Exactly. Now, something I forgot to mention, which I think is really critical, Carl, when we were talking about our company. Our company does not import any of our supplements. Everything is made in our FDA, United States FDA certified laboratories. And the components that we don't manufacture, we source from U.S. FDA certified laboratory contractors. It costs us more to make a supplement. When we're making it here in the United States, we could use contract manufacturers in the Far East, or Mexico. We choose not to do that. We want to have, absolute control over, quality, and we want everything inspected, and we want everything manufactured in our FDA certified.
So, but why should that matter? So in other words, what you're saying is you're not buying, your raw materials from questionable sources. That's what it really comes down to.
All you have to do is look in the, and again, this isn't scare tactics. It's just our company policy. But hey, all of your listeners have read about, counterfeit prescriptive medication, counterfeit supplements, milk with poison. I mean, we just do not feel comfortable importing products. We'd rather have complete control over the process here, and know full well that we're making things of the highest pharmaceutical efficacy, and putting out a safe product that works as advertised to the consumer.
Now, I want to talk a little bit, and we may go into this break in 4 minutes and have to pick this up on the other side of the break. I want to talk about efficacy. A lot of companies that manufacture testosterone boosters, you see in magazines and stuff, 400%, 700% increase in testosterone.
Right,
your
right.
company chose to refrain from this type of hyper marketing. Why?
Well, that's a great question. And something in our marketing people, our marketing department has clamored for us to put out percentage increases and marketing hype
and more hype, right?
Effect. Let me draw an example. A 25-year-old using Testo 100 would have an increase in his testosterone levels. Okay, and a 70-year-old would also have an increase. The 25-year-old man already has relatively high testosterone levels. They have not degraded. His levels have not reduced, which typically as you get older and older and older, your testosterone production goes down. So while there might be a, let's say, and I'm just picking a number out of the air, a 25% increase for the 25-year-old because he's starting from a high testosterone level to begin with, the increase might be 600% for the 70-year-old.
Right.
Because his testosterone levels are extremely low to begin with.
The bottom line is you can't push natural testosterone levels into the supraphysiological level with supplements.
Again, it's anybody that just comes out with a blanket statement, we increase testosterone 200%. 200% of what? It's appetizing, and it's something we don't, as a pharmaceutical company, we just don't feel comfortable with that. There are other factors. Somebody that's healthy and exercises vigorously, his testosterone level, his increases by using our product or anyone's product are going to be different from the couch potato.
Right.
That has health issues.
Right.
What about this?
And if you don't want to answer this, I understand entirely. But a good friend of mine once told me one of the things in the supplement industry that you have to be careful of is when something really, really does work, all of a sudden there's eyes on the company, and you are already in the pharmaceutical industry. Any of that have to, you don't want to do any of the over the top marketing because you don't want to really attract much attention. You want to operate below the radar.
Well. That's part of it. It comes from our culture. We're not basically a consumer-driven company. As I said, our main business is to doctors, hospitals.
I was just thinking about it.
Medical division,
right?
If we were a company that all of our business went through GNC or the retailers or health food stores, our advertising philosophies might be different, but. Again, we prefer to grow our business, our supplement business, by word of mouth. We put out a product that works infinitely better than anything on the market today, and having a website, word of mouth, working with people like yourself is fine by us.
It's funny because you don't hear a statin drug manufacturer saying. We reduced the risk of heart attack by 67.3%. It's not part of the culture. Part of the culture.
Those same statin people, they know their percentage risk reduction in heart attack incidences is different for a 30-year-old than it is for an 80-year-old.
Right, right. Hey, Steve, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, sure. We're going to pick it up. If you want to get yourself some Testo 100 patches, go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the banner ad. There's a coupon code right on it. It's SHR4. You can save 50% off. This is ridiculous. This is a super reduction in price that's being offered to my audience to try this product. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Age Force banner ad. Read about Testo 100. If you like what you read, order it and save 50% off today. Check it out. We'll be right back. Where would you be
now without love? Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery system systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce today about their new product, Testo 100. A little later in the show, we'll have Dr. Cassandra Forsyth Pribinick on, addressing some of the major mistakes that women make when trying to change their body, repartition fat and muscle. And guys will get a lot from this too, trust me. There's not as much different about men and women, other than they can't put on muscle as fast as we can. Now, Steve, you said something a little earlier. You made reference two different times to ovaries. Can women use Testo 100?
Yes.
Really?
Men produce, on average, about 10 times more testosterone than women.
Right.
But women are much more sensitive to the effects of testosterone, much more sensitive. So, in essence, a little bit of extra testosterone in a woman goes a lot long goes a long way toward bringing benefits versus a little bit of testosterone increase in men. One of the single biggest benefits for women is elevating testosterone levels builds bone density. And as women get older and their testosterone levels decrease, osteoporosis becomes something to keep top of mind and guarded against. So building a bone density and reducing the risk of osteoporosis is a terrific, terrific benefit for women.
When I was looking at the list of ingredients, one of them that jumped out at me that's been around for probably thousands of years is orchic, which is actually glandular material. This is extracted from the testes of young bulls.
That's correct. Yes,
and
it is.
And it was back in the days of the Greeks, they would eat orchic because they knew that when you ate the testicles of bulls, you increase testosterone, you increase virility, you increase strength, you increase libido, you increase mood, and so on. And this was a regular staple of the athletes and the gladiators back then.
Yeah, right alongside of that in our formula is a very specific extract of oyster meat, which is also known to promote increased virility and increased testosterone production.
Well, actually, the beauty of oyster meat is its high zinc content as well, which acts as an aromatase inhibitor, reducing the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. So that's another beautiful aspect of a different mechanism. But here's my question to you. These agents, how are they prepared so that they are suitable for drug delivery through the skin like that? Obviously, you're not just mixing orchic powder in these patches.
And that is precisely why you don't see a lot of a great many companies like ours that are offering testosterone boosters and transdermal patch delivery. When we get these 18 ingredients, each of them have to undergo, multiple refinements and other steps in the laboratory so that they become candidates for transdermal delivery.
I mean, theoretically, you could inject these if you wanted to. That they have to be prepared in such a sterile environment so that they are completely aseptic and you could inject them, theoretically.
Well, yes, correct. But, and again, here we get into proprietary information, Carl, but number one, I don't know enough about, but number two, if I did, we couldn't get into too much detail. But,
right.
For instance, when we get orchic, it probably has to go through 10 different steps in the laboratory, manufacturing and refinement steps before it can be introduced into the formula and be delivered transdermally. It's just a very, very sophisticated, intense, multi-step process so that this patch can deliver over the 8 to 10 hours, deliver the formula quickly, efficiently, into the bloodstream. But you're right. In their natural state, many of these supplements could not be delivered transdermally. They have to be,
refined.
Exactly, in our laboratory, and those multi-step processes are very, very complex,
and I would imagine costly.
Well, certainly that, and therein is another reason that we choose not to go to contract manufacturers in the Orient. We know what we have to do, and.
Yeah, you can't take a chance that maybe they're skipping a step.
Exactly, exactly right. Not that they would. I mean, so there are some very reputable contract manufacturers of it, the far.
But you lose control. You lose control.
Exactly.
You just don't know. One day, one person on the line has a bad day, forgets to do this, and bang.
Carl, I'll give you an interesting comment on quality.
Okay.
We're so fanatical here that I would say, on average, once a month, we have to let our customers know that the supplement they're ordering is not going to be available for 7 to 10 days. Let's say that's because our quality control department just won't release a production run. Something they see they don't like, and they say nope, throw it away, start again.
Wow,
we're just really fanatical here about quality, effectiveness, and putting out a product that does what we say it does.
How long has this product been in say research and design?
Testo 100 took us. I'd have to ask the R&D guy the exact length of time, but I would say it took us about 2 years before we were ready to introduce it to the market from the time that. Research and development got the green light to go ahead with the project.
What's the feedback? What's the feedback you're getting from the grassroots?
Phenomenal. One of the things I love, because I'm always reading customer emails, is the complaints. I'm breaking out. I have some acne. Well, my skin's getting oily. Now, those are, if you think back to your teenage years when you were cranking out tons of testosterone, your puberty, you might have had some acne. You might have had some oily skin. I mean, so, again, now we don't get a lot of those, but when I see those, I laugh.
Testosterone increases sebaceous gland output. Sebaceous glands are the little glands in the skin that create oiliness.
And that shows that testosterone levels are increasing with these people, and we so advise them. We pick up a phone, customer service picks up a phone, and by the way, customer service in our company, customer service phones are always manned by people from our laboratories.
Really?
So when somebody calls us, they're going to get somebody on the phone that
not somebody in Bangladesh, India,
and never some. It's always somebody. We have a rotating crew from our research and development team that mans the customer service phones. So everybody, you know, gets a 2-3 hour crack a day at it, an hour crack a day at it. And if somebody throws a question at them that they can't handle, they'll get somebody from research and development that knows the answer.
And that makes sense.
No salesman ever answers our phone.
And that's good because that lets R&D get feedback from the field about the product. Which probably will enhance future development of other products.
No question. Yeah. No question. We love to hear what customers have to say. And again, the Testo 100 is, you know, the benefits are remarkable. I mean, you know, different people look for different.
Do you use the product? Are you like Victor Kiam?
I do. I'm 60 years old, and I do use the product.
Are you 60 really?
Yep, 60 years young.
God bless you.
That's
great.
You know, again, whether it's somebody looking to elevate libido, or if it's somebody that's looking to build more lean muscle mass, or somebody that's just looking for the health benefits, just the benefits of increasing testosterone levels are legion, and it's an extremely, extremely safe supplementation.
Okay.
I mean, it's incredibly safe.
Let's take our last commercial break, okay? And when we come back, sure, we'll summarize I have a couple more questions. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. Go to ageforce.com. Better yet, go to superhumanradio.com. Get your coupon code to save 50% off. They've slashed the price in half because they know that my audience loves this sort of stuff. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the AgeForce banner ad and read up on Testo 100. If you like what you read, order it and save half off. SHR4 is the coupon code. We'll be right back.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to AgeForce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AgeForce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's OPResource.net. At OPResource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never
Don't forget, if you're looking for peptides, OP Resource is the place to go. OPResource.net. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25. SUPERHUMAN. The number 2, the number 5. Save 25% off things like GHRP, IGF-1 long R3, mechano growth factors, PT-141, the only known aphrodisiac. Works for 3 days on women. Get some. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force, a novel product, a testosterone boosting patch. You don't have to worry about, gee, did I take my pill today? Do I have to take it twice a day, every 8 hours? No, you just stick the patch on at dinner time, sleep with it, take it off in the morning and shower and run. Steve, what about showering with the patch?
No problem. It's and you know that's an interesting. The patch will stay on in if it gets wet most of the time. With transdermal patches, call there's a very delicate dance you have to do between the strength of the adhesive and the formula. If the adhesive is too powerful and sticks on like crazy, you might have an adhesive that's blocking the transdermal. The transit of the formula into the skin.
So sure, that makes perfect sense.
We have to do a delicate balance between the amount of adhesive, the type of adhesive, and the formula that we're delivering. In the case of Testo 100, the patch will stay on if you shower. Most of the time, but not 100% of the time.
What about it? What about those of us who exercise periodically in the evening? Maybe we'll have a meal after we work out. So should we wait till later in the night to put the patch on, or can we put it on at 6 o'clock, train, and will the sweat make it come off?
If somebody sweats profusely, I would say that the patch could come off. And that's why we say, putting the patch on at night is a recommendation. It's not ironclad. You know, you want to, everybody has different lifestyles and exercise at different times, eat at different times, sleep at different times. So, the best bet is to, you know, put the patch on after you exercise, after you shower, and sleep with it. You know, the 8, 9, 10 hours, take it off in the morning.
Okay.
Or during the day. In other words, you wake up, you shower, off you go to work, or to school, and there's your 8, 10 hours during the daytime.
So you can put it on in the morning if you want to.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. It's flesh colored. It's not obtrusive. It's, again, size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because those of us who like to lift in the morning, maybe it makes more sense for us to put it on first thing in the morning after our morning shower. And then a couple hours later, we go to the gym, and maybe our testosterone levels are already starting to rise.
It's instant. I would within 5 minutes after that patch is on, your that formula is starting to be delivered to the bloodstream.
Okay. Now, tell me, when did you start using Testo 100? How long ago?
I started using it about a year ago, before it was introduced to the market. We do clinical trials, double-blind placebo clinical trials here in the company. We've got quite a few employees and independent people that we use for these trials.
Got to be easy to do a double-blind. You just give them a patch that just has adhesive on it, and they don't know, right?
There you go. There's no way for the naked eye to know the difference.
What did you notice? Now, had you ever been on testosterone therapy prior to using your patch?
No, had not.
What did you notice when you first started using the patch?
I had more endurance. I had my workouts were more productive. I started seeing some over the first couple of months. I started seeing some real gains in the amount of repetitions I could do with free weights and machines. Building a little muscle mass, although I don't work out to build muscle mass, as a objective.
Right.
Libido, my wife loved it. saw some tremendous increases in libido, I've always been healthy, but I want to stay that way. And when you increase your testosterone levels, it reduces your risk for type 2 diabetes. It reduces CVD, cardiovascular disease risk. I felt great. It tends to go against any kind of depression or anxiety.
Sure, it increases the sense of well-being for sure.
Yes, no question.
And you know what? I think the definitive study that you need to point at, anytime people talk about testosterone, especially as it relates to health in men, was actually done about 5 or 6 years ago now by the California Veterans Administration. 16,000-plus individuals participated in this study. It was a longitudinal study, I believe, over 15 years, 15 or 20 years. The result of the study showed that in the individual with lowest testosterone levels, the rate of all-cause mortality was the highest. Regardless of why they died from complications due to diabetes, which were cardiovascular disease, stroke, all of these reasons that we die today were increased in the men with the lowest testosterone levels.
Just a wonderful, wonderful supplementation for overall health. If you're an athlete, whether you're an athlete in the gym or you just love to go running or you love to swim, you love to go mountain biking or if you run marathons, it's fabulous. Just a great, great thing. And there's just nothing on the market today, Carl, increases testosterone levels.
Now you guys obviously are putting your money where your mouth is. You came to me, we talked, and you were so convinced that the product worked so well that you slashed the price to my audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel like if they get their hands on it one time, they're going to buy it again because they're going to feel different. They're going to see the difference.
It's a therapy for life. It's an ongoing therapy.
It's the kiss of death if you have a product that doesn't work and you offer it at a discount because you'll never get another sale out of it. You guys believe that this product works from past experience, so you're willing to do this. What does the product normally retail for?
Normally, it would be we have different order options.
Right, you have auto order, but yeah, I mean, it would just month, a one a one would, box, yeah, one box, 1 month supply.
Yeah, one month supply would be $80.
Okay. But my audience can get it for?
Well, you can get it for either $40 if they want a one-month supply. We have a lower price for the monthly auto ship, which is $60. So they would be paying $30 for that first month.
Right. So they use the coupon code
yep.
SHR and the numeral 4.
That is correct. Upper or lowercase. Makes no difference.
Okay. And they can save 50% off of the normal price. They can test the waters. If they like what they see, they can get on auto ship and save a bunch of money.
Exactly. And we have a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, no questions asked.
Really?
we don't ask for the return of unused product. Again, you know, we know the product works. We put up, as you say, we put our money where our mouth is, we want to get it into a consumer's hands and let them see firsthand just how great this product is.
Unfortunately, you don't have doctors putting this out there. Have you spoken to any of the your traditional channels about this product?
No. There's like a Chinese wall between our medical division and our supplement division.
Yeah, I haven't heard that word since I had to deal with my attorney, Chinese wall. But yeah, okay. Yeah, so you can't even go over there.
And the medical the doctors are more involved with prescriptive testosterone supplementation.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, first of all, I want to thank you for becoming a sponsor on Superhuman Radio. As you know, we don't just let people come aboard here. I have to understand the science behind the product, and it has to make sense to me, and it has to be a novel product. It has to be something different.
Well, we appreciate that, Carl, and again, we're appreciative that Paul Becker, a truly huge radio,
.com, sure.
Introduced us, yep.
Yeah.
Paul's a good guy.
Yeah. And Paul knows his stuff. He wouldn't have sent you to me.
Yes, he does.
If you guys were, you know, up to shenanigans, he would have never had anything to do with you. I know Paul real well, so.
That's correct, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to talk to your listeners.
Yes, and we'll have you back on. You have other products, too, that maybe we can delve into later on. People can learn more about all of your products when they go to your website to learn about Testo 100. You guys have some
absolutely,
really, really novel
absolutely.
Stuff. Really, really novel stuff over there. I like what you guys are doing a lot.
Appreciate it, Carl.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. Thanks for being on the show today.
Great.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. Don't forget, the coupon code to get 50% off the Testo 100 product is SHR and the number 4. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get there. Read up about it. Check it out. Try it. See how you feel. I want to hear reports. People call me. Let me know. Call me on the Superhuman Radio hotline, 206-222-2218. Leave me a message if you've tried the product and what you think of it. Or email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. I'd love to hear feedback about this stuff. When we come back, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Pribinick, she's written a couple good books from University of Connecticut. She's very, very smart, hard training gal who understands what it takes for women to get into their best shape. And we're going to be talking about that in just a minute. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber
carbs and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that you can get a free sample of Kodiak Cream by going to superhumanradio.com. This stuff stops pain, muscle pain, and aches in its tracks without using any type of NSAIDs or pharmaceutical drugs whatsoever. It's completely herbal and botanical. And the stuff really works. I told you the story about when I pulled my soleus muscle sprinting one day. I was amazed how fast the pain went away. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom of the homepage, you'll see an area where you can get yourself a free sample of Kodiak Cream. This is a limited time opportunity, so don't miss out. Okay. My next guest has been on the show many, many years ago, Dr. Cassandra Forsyth Prebanek. She wasn't Prebanek back then. She was just Dr. Cassandra Forsyth. How you doing, Cassandra?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Nice.
I've been asked to actually do this show. I've wanted to do this show for quite a long time, but then I got a call from a listener named Alex Wapretsky, who recently married. His wife's name is Tayshia. I hope I pronounced that right. And he said to me, Carl, you know, I need your help. You need to do a show for women. You need to do a show for this and that and this and that. And I said, you know what, Alex, I'm on it. This is something I've wanted to do for some time, and I know just who to have on the show, and it was you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Glad I came to your mind.
Yeah. You've written 2 fantastic books that were designed specifically for women, but I want to tell my male listeners that you can get something out of this interview, because the truth of the matter is there's really no difference other than our response to exercise, because men have more testosterone, but there's really no difference between men and women when it comes down to dieting and training. Am I off by saying that?
Well, a little bit. I mean, it's harder for women. It really is harder for women because, especially nowadays, all the hormones in our environment are going through early menopause or premenopause and having all these hormone fluctuations, which are making it really difficult for them to shed weight that they should shed. And then they're eating a lot of foods that are bumping up their estrogen levels, which they're more sensitive to than men.
Okay, so let's since you weighed in on that, what is your opinion of soy?
Oh, my personal opinion is I ask people not to eat processed soy due to what I've read in the literature about it being not beneficial for bone health or heart health. But I do feel that, you know, whole soy foods like a soybean or maybe even a fermented soy, miso is fine. But the, you know, all the soy protein isolate in these protein bars or in these veggie burgers, I ask all my clients to come off of, and when they do, they end up shedding weight. But soy isn't the only problem with hormones in our environment. It's dairy, especially in this country. So I ask most people to always consume organic dairy or minimize their consumption of dairy
Okay.
And I know you probably, I know you're very busy, and you probably haven't had time to listen to the show of recent, but I'm a huge proponent of raw, unpasteurized dairy from organic, grass-fed, hormone-free cows.
Yes, that would be the ideal situation, but there's not that many of those cows in this country to give dairy to the whole, you know, population.
You're absolutely right, but those of us who are determined will find, like, I have a farmer that every Saturday I pick up milk, cream, raw butter, and pastured eggs from. And,
absolutely.
You know, that's my game there. Let's get right down to some of this, the deadly sins that women commit when they're trying to diet. Women start to have little or no progress as soon as they start a quote-unquote diet. So the next go-to thing is, you know what, I'm just not going to eat. Now, to all the women out there who do that, explain why that is so wrong.
Because if you don't have any fuel in your body, you can't move, which means you're not going to exercise, and you need exercise to lose weight and to lose fat especially. And also you're going to feel lethargic and irritable, and no one's going to want to be around you, and you're not going to want to be around anyone, and you're going to fight people for any little bit of food you actually can have and start sneaking food in your closet, you know, become a closet eater and eating chocolate, you know, behind the clothes. So you got to realize that food is power, and it's the right food. It's not no food. It's the right food that makes it happen.
Okay. Now, what about this? Can you tell me if this old tale of being in a fed state versus a starved state really does affect the way your body partitions what you eat? You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, because if you're fed, you are, you know, if, depending on what you're feeding, you raise certain hormones that may cause more storage or may elevate, you know, like insulin, for example, or glucagon, which may cause, you know, release. But at the same time, it's not fed in fasted states. Or I don't know, like some people do fasted state cardio to lose weight, and some people feel that, no, you should eat always before you work out. The bottom line is, if you have no energy, regardless what it is, to work out and to work out with intensity and a purpose, then you're getting nowhere.
Okay.
And
okay.
So.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about meal frequency. Men, we, you know, those of us who are following a physical culture lifestyle, men and women, we all tend to try to eat every 3 hours. Seems to be the magic number.
Yep.
Does that work when you're trying to lose weight, lose body fat? I mean,
well, that's the thing is, yes, it could work, but not if you're not exercising. So the what I've seen in my experience is that the people that eat more frequently are the people that are more active, and you know, because your metabolism is burning faster and stronger, and then you also need more energy to allow yourself to exercise. But the people that are, I mean, the typical woman I work with, you know, sits in the morning, sits all day at work, comes home, maybe does a little bit of cooking, and then sits down and watches TV. And even though they say, oh, I know I'm supposed to move more, that's still what they do. And I don't condone that they eat every 3 hours. I'd rather them eat something like 3 square meals, because they don't need to eat more, and that would be too many calories for their body. But then you do have some people that have more blood sugar level discontrol, or whatever the word I want to use, but they would want to eat a little bit more frequently just to keep their sugars more regular, so that they aren't, you know, feeling that they need to overeat at the next meal that comes up. But it really depends on the person. Like some people, 3 square meals, I know it sounds really like old and, you know, out of date, but some people don't need to eat every 3 hours, especially if they're not moving.
Okay, so clearly exercise has to be part of the equation.
In my experience,
okay.
Yes.
Before we get into exercise, I want to go into exercise when we come out of this next break, but I Elisa Profumo, who is my co-host on Casual Fridays, was reading your blog this morning and said you've got to ask her about the blog post about does our metabolism slow down with age. She said it makes perfect sense. People believe, and especially women, believe as they age, their metabolism slows down. But you make a great argument. It's not that the metabolism slows down. It's that the metabolism responds to our level of activity.
Well, yeah, compare, and every person, I do a lot of dietary counseling, and most of it's like women's in their 40s or 50s, and, you know, some in their, you know, mid-30s, unfortunately. But, you know, they all complain about this gain, weight they've gained either after they've had children or after they started the job they're working at, which is sedentary. And I'm like, well, compare what you did 15 to 20 years ago. What were you doing? Oh, I was waitressing, or I was playing softball, or I was, you know, going to the bar and hanging out and dancing all the weekends. And now what are they doing? They're sitting down, eating popcorn, you know, blah, 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 not moving. And then I had someone actually this morning, it's interesting you said that, and I don't know, maybe it was Alicia, but just say they were disappointed that I didn't throw more science into that article. Well, 90% of that metabolism slowing down is activity levels. And they said, well, you know, there's stuff about the mitochondria and all about these enzymes and hormones and blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, hormones, sure, that's a key thing. But you can exercise and eat well and change a lot of things, if you don't have some blatant crazy hormone issues.
Oh, listen, science has shown that heavy resistance exercise increases mitochondrial biogenesis, mitochondrial size, efficiency, and even to the extent where there's multiple mitochondria per cell from exercise. So anybody who's out there saying, well, yeah, your mitochondria slows down, exercise and it'll speed up.
Exactly. So, move. Get off your butt. You know,
yeah.
And they wanted this person who commented, you know, I think they want me to like throw out some like sciencey stuff about cellular, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, maybe that's like 5 or 10% of the problem. And I mean, hormones, that's different. Like, Carl, you helped me a lot with hormones, and we could talk about that another time because, you know, bioidenticals, I'm actually personally using them because I had issues and it helped. And a lot of people, and now I work at a clinic where we do bioidentical hormones, so I see the use of that for 100% sure.
Right.
But, you know, if you're not moving first and foremost and you're active, as active as you were when you wanted to be the weight you wanted to be, then don't start telling me, oh, it's a cell problem or a blah, blah problem.
Right.
First get off your butt and move. Then we can start addressing hormones
exactly.
And food and all that stuff.
Exactly. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. I've got lots of good questions. I'm hoping we can elucidate some answers for both the men and the women, but especially the women out there. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek. She is the author of two great books, Perfect Body Diet, which was written on behalf of by her for Women's Health Magazine, and also the book that I love the title of, New Rules of Lifting for Women, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. You can get both of these books. They're in print at Amazon.com. Pick it up for your loved one. We'll be right back.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100.
L100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking today with Dr. Cassandra Forsyth Probanek about the deadly sins that women make and even some of us men make when it comes to dieting. And we want that different body. We just can't seem to get it. It eludes us. So many people out there complain, I'm doing the right thing, I'm eating the right things. But are they really? I find that they're not. What do you think about that? I'm sure you get clients that come to you and say, but Dr. Forsyth, I'm doing the right thing. I'm eating the right things. And when you really start to scratch the surface, you find out that they're not, right?
Right. Yeah. What people think is eating right or doing right is very subjective. And yes, it is different for each person, but there is a certain amount of good nutrition that people need to follow. Like one of the biggest things that irritates me is, you know, you kind of talked a little bit, you know, of all these different diet programs out there, things like Weight Watchers, and they're eating these Weight Watchers meals and they're counting their points, but yet they're still eating things like Weight Watchers ice cream every night before they go to bed. You know, oh, I'm doing everything right. You know, I'm only eating this. And it's like, really? No, it's no.
But what about this? I have a friend who said, I tried the high protein thing. It doesn't work for me. And I have to tell you, I've never looked at her diet, but I guarantee you, I'll bet money she wasn't even eating 60 grams of protein a day, and she probably thinks she was doing high protein. So she went to Weight Watchers, and now she's down 12 pounds. But I got to believe it's a lot of water, muscle, and some fat. I don't believe that she's losing exclusively fat, because she tells me she's eating, oh, I can eat lots more bananas now. Well, wait, you're eating fruit. You cannot be dropping fat if you're eating fruit. That much fruit, I mean. Let's put it that way. I don't want to bash all fruit, because some fruit is okay. But eating a lot of fruit in your diet is not wise if you're trying to get rid of fat. What do you think about people who do lose weight on something like Weight Watchers? Do you think it's good weight, bad weight?
Well, it depends on what they're eating. Like, I've heard people say that Weight Watchers has changed and, you know, vegetables are free points and stuff. But I still think that they think they can eat, you know, ice cream every night because they count the points, but they're not eating food quality. I don't think Weight Watchers has gotten across to people that quality is important. I still think they still promote their stupid Weight Watchers microwave meals, which, I mean, I haven't used a microwave in 3 years, and I tell people, you know, do you actually think microwaving plastic in a, you know, and then eating the food that you just microwaved is good for you? Like, seriously? Give me a break. Just like those steamer vegetables.
Isn't that disgusting? Could you imagine steaming vegetables in a plastic bag? That's like so idiotic.
In the microwave. And they say, oh, but it's good for me because it's in the store. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just waiting for a lawsuit to come out for someone to, like, all these people with cancer to be like, that's from steaming their freaking vegetables in a plastic bag in a microwave.
One of the top 10 most popular shows that I've ever done is Your Microwave Oven Is Killing You.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. That's my favorite show.
To this day, people are still listening to it. It's great. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I go back. I refer people to that show all the time. I'm like, listen to this. If you don't believe me, listen to this.
That's very cool. All right. So now let's get back to exercise. Since exercise is such an important component, women tend to gravitate towards cardio exercise as opposed to lifting.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I don't know. And I mean, I'm not saying that cardio is unimportant, but I mean, if that's all you ever do, your body becomes adapted very quickly. And a lot of women won't actually even challenge themselves to do intense cardio. Like, they won't do intervals. They'll just get on their little cross trainer for 45 minutes and think that's going to do something. And maybe for the first little while, if you've never done anything else, sure, but you'll adapt really quickly. But that's the same as, that's sort of the same thing with weightlifting. I'm just going to go back on this a quick second because, you know, I condone weightlifting. I love it and stuff. But, you know, if you're only weightlifting, you do adapt. I found I had to actually change up my weightlifting routine to change my body because I was kind of doing the same thing all the time and nothing was happening. And then I started doing more like cardio weight training in a way where I would do more intervals and higher intensity stuff and stuff with battle ropes and kettlebells. And that made a big difference for me. And and I see that with a lot of the people I teach boot camp. I've got my own location here in Connecticut, and you know, women will say, "I've tried everything, and then I came into this, and it was the best thing ever." So.
What now? And I watched one of your recent videos on Facebook where you are doing a series of kettlebell movements, and the baby is sitting there playing.
Oh yeah.
And then look, you know, and I was sitting there with Elisa watching it, and I thought, just imagine this baby is going to grow up thinking that exercise is like normal stuff that you do, because it's going to be ingrained in the baby's brain that mommy did this. I remember mommy doing that.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited. She comes to boot camp with me all the time too, and she just, you know, she sees it and she loves it. Now at the end of each class, we do a cheer, and she knows already. Like, I pick her up and she puts her little arm out, you know, getting ready for the cheer at the end of class. So,
oh my,
you know,
gosh.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, I mean, you start young, and it's kind of funny, though, because some people do exercise and do sports with their kids, and maybe it's only they did them because their parents pushed them. Like, you see these kids, you know, being driven around to this sport and that sport, and you kind of wonder, okay, when they get older, if someone's not driving to them to start, are they going to really be motivated to do that? And that's maybe where a lot of our sedentary, fat Americans come from, you know? Oh, mom and dad aren't driving me. Or maybe they get so sick that because mom and dad are forcing them to do, like, 7 sports a week. So, you know, they don't do anything. And I think bottom line, whether it's aerobics or weights or whatever, do something instead of nothing. And then if you've gotten into doing something, whether it be walking or treadmill, start adding something different. Like, you know, if you're not really into weightlifting, fine. I can respect that. Try something like a class that you like maybe a boot camp class that isn't specific weightlifting but involves weights. And that's what makes the difference for people. It's like consistency, intensity, purpose when you work out, not just like going through the motions. And I have no idea why people don't like to exercise. Like, I actually had one lady, she hates exercise, but I want to lose weight. And I'm like, well,
got some bad news for you.
Yeah,
got some bad news.
Your little bubble.
Right. Right. And now, you know, women, the typical complaint that I hear from women when you start telling them, look, cardio is okay, but you're never going to see the changes in your body until you start doing resistance training. Let's forget about weightlifting. Even a resistance training protocol like Curves did with the,
yes,
with the circuits, which are really very effective if you use some weight and you strain a little bit, you know, yes, you can get a really good workout at a place like Curves. But a lot of women will say this, and I'm sure you've heard it, and I love, yes, it, and that's why I love the name of your book, The New Rules for Lifting, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. Women will say, but I don't want to bulk up. I don't want to get all muscular. They think they can actually really get muscular. You know what I mean? It's like, if it was that easy, everybody would look like Arnold. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's, but women have a misconception of what they think muscular is, because most women, they start lifting, they'll get like tightness in their muscles because there's the pump, they get a bit of a pump, they get increased blood flow, and because they've got all that fat still over the muscles, they think they're getting bigger, but they have to whittle down the fat first, and that doesn't happen. It's like the muscle will get pumped up before the fat will actually come off, and so they think, oh, I'm getting big and bulkier, my legs are getting ginormous, and okay, really? Then fine. And I mean, I will admit there are a few women out there that have very muscular legs, and if they do lift pretty heavy, they get even bigger legs, and it's very uncomfortable. So they're someone that should do more like sprint training, you know, or maybe even like alternate sprint with long distance, I should say, because you don't see many long distance athletes with big legs, but you will see sprinters.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, do a little bit more cardio training for the legs. Or if you're trying to get an endurance training, you know, there's upper body endurance. Like, if anyone's ever used a battle rope, that's upper body endurance. But But yeah, anything that is harder than activities of daily living, like, you know, eat harder than like doing your dishes and carrying your kids around, that's what's really going to make the difference. And
weeding the garden. I've heard someone once say, well, I got my exercise in today. I was weeding today.
I know. Wow, that's intense.
Yeah.
But you know what? But really, I just literally had a woman yesterday tell me that, and she said she loves the garden. She's out for hours and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad, because that's better than you sitting on your butt and doing nothing. I'm like, kudos to you. Just don't sit. And I've sort of like lowered my standards in a way slightly, because it's just really amazing how sedentary people are. And for them to actually not sit is a huge accomplishment.
Right.
A huge one that I condone them for. I'm like, good stuff. Way to go. You got it. You know, you're on the right path. Now maybe that will lead to something more. Maybe not. But, you know, to them.
What about the if you only have a half hour, 45 minutes to train, because we're all busy, we all have jobs, we have families, would you recommend doing 45 minutes of treadmill work, or would you recommend doing 45 minutes of kettlebell swings?
Well, obviously kettlebell swings.
Right,
but if they're doing treadmill work and it's interval treadmill work and you're sprinting and walking and doing intervals, that can be good, because some people have low back issues and kettlebell swings aren't the same. So it depends, and they may not know how to use a kettlebell. But regardless, I would recommend more resistance training I would recommend cardio. Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to take our next commercial break early, because when we come back, I want to talk to you about protein consumption and your position on carbohydrates, different types of carbohydrates. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probanek. You got to get her books. If you have a girlfriend, or if you're a woman listening to the show, if you go to Amazon.com, I would get both books. The New Rules of Lifting for Women and The Perfect Body Diet, and put them both together, and by the end of the summer, you will look like a goddess. It's very simple. It works for everyone who truly applies the needed work. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe, are at OrbitNutrition.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Phytoserms.com.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probanek. We're talking about the deadly sins people make in dieting in general, but especially women. Women have unique challenges, whether they're hormonal. Sometimes it's just their position or opinion of exercise in general, as we talked about a moment ago, as it relates to not wanting to get too bulky. I don't know. I personally think a woman with an athletic figure is really sexy. You know, I'm not talking about female bodybuilder stuff. I'm talking about women who have shoulders and upper arms, and you can see, separation between muscles, and I think that's really sexy. You know, okay, let's talk about nutrition for a moment, Cassandra. What about protein? You know, I personally eat about 1.5 grams. Of protein per pound of body weight a day, very, very consistently. And I believe that really helps me stay lean, even when I'm not eating completely correctly. Women tend not to like to eat too much protein.
No, I don't know why. But I mean, I do feel that most importantly, well, maybe not most importantly, but just as importantly is vegetable intake. Because honestly, after reviewing thousands and thousands of people's dietary records, vegetable intake is so low. It's almost non-existent in most people's diets. You know, because breakfast they have cereal and milk, and lunch they have a sandwich that probably has, like, I don't know, something processed on it. And then dinner they have pasta and sauce and, I don't know, maybe meat. And maybe they'll have a vegetable, but oftentimes not. And then they'll have ice cream before they go to bed. And that's, like, really typical. It's not, I'm not even joking. It's, like, so common. I'm like, really? No, okay. Or they eat those Weight Watchers meals that have microwave vegetables, which is not even any better. So protein, though, back to your question, I think is very important in women's diet, and it helps to control blood sugar levels. It helps control appetite, and it really makes a big difference in terms of how many calories you burn every day because of the thermic effect of protein foods. But a lot of women, I don't know, they don't like it. They think protein is like red meat, but they forget, like, eggs are protein. And you, I mean, if you're vegetarian, fine, but, you know, beans can be a protein source, or hummus. I mean, if you want that as a snack in the afternoon, but, you know, they don't even know what whey protein is, and they think it's just for bodybuilders. So I personally use a lot of it. I probably eat 1.5 grams per pound of body weight protein, maybe so much right now, but no, it's good.
Wow, no, that's what I do. That's great. So there you go. Yeah. There's a perfect example that men and women really are the same in that area. They probably need the same amount of protein per pound of body weight.
Well, yeah, and one paper I wrote about women in strength training actually showed that women may need actually more protein than men to actually stimulate the same amount of protein synthesis, because in research studies it showed that men and women don't have the same response to amino acids. So it may be an idea or a thought, and it hasn't been tested yet, but that women may need more in order to get the same effect. So more protein may be beneficial. But, you know, there's a lot of bad proteins out there, like, you know, all the processed, disgusting red meat out there, and even chicken. I won't even eat chicken anymore. But, you know, there's a lot of gross protein out there. And even a lot of the whey protein powders are very frustrating because of all the artificial sweeteners and thickeners and colors and blah, blah, blah they put in there. And a lot of sports nutrition supplements in general, like even branched chain amino acids, it's like red F number one and
aspartame.
Blue number 40.
There's a very popular brand of BCAAs out there by a large named company that I will remain unnamed. And they got a ton of aspartame in there. I'm like, why would you take something beautiful like BCAAs and add aspartame to it?
Right. Oh, yeah. And there's a ton of them. Like, it's pretty gross.
There's two questions I have to ask you. You invoked the magic word, the ovum, the egg, which I eat a lot of. Elisa and I both eat a lot of eggs. We actually buy between 7 and 10 dozen a week at our family farm. But one of the things that I noticed that women do when they start to get concerned about body fat is they look to cut back on fat. They start eating the egg whites and not the whole egg. And I know you're a huge proponent of eggs. Do you eat the whole egg or egg whites?
Oh, yeah. I have 2 eggs every single day, if not 3, every day. And when I was pregnant, I was eating 2 to 4 eggs a day because of the choline that's found in yolks that is very, very, very important for the brain development and the neurocognitive development of your child. And I hope to produce a superhuman baby.
All right.
Well, that was my goal.
I like that. Bravo.
So far, so.
Bravo. Bravo. Okay.
Yeah.
What about stevia? I know that you are not a fan of, I believe, Splenda or sucralose, correct?
Oh, yeah. Not that. Or Splenda, sucralose. Not that. No, but I don't know about stevia. You know what? My real take on it is a sweetener is a sweetener sweetener. And that if it's sweet, you're going to want sweet. So if you're trying to get rid of your sweet cravings, no matter what it is, you got to get it all out. You know, you got to not put sweetness
in
your coffee.
You know what?
You got to not have sweet whey protein, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I have to agree with that. I think that replacing a drug with another like drug is not the answer. We learned that from heroin addicts using methadone. Then they just got addicted to the methadone. That was it. So,
yeah.
And there also is, the jury is still out on whether, the glucose signaling is actually triggered from the sensory perception of sweet as opposed to the rise in blood sugar in the body.
Well, there's a couple studies that point to that. First is the research that was done by, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. But anyway, very prominent sports nutrition researchers that did the carbohydrate rinsing. Where he had his athletes like swish the carbohydrate solution in their mouth, and then they would have a increase in performance just from the sensing, which may have, like say, a glucagon release, which bumped up, blood sugar levels through release of glycogen, either liver or muscle, or, you know. So that may be one aspect. And then when I was working at UConn doing my PhD, we would do the ketogenic research. Whenever we let anyone have a artificially sweetened, bar or keto bar or diet beverage, it would knock them out of ketosis.
Really?
Yeah. And so Dr. Bullock, I don't know if they finished the study yet, just completed, they just did a study where they actually tested artificial sweetener intake on blood sugar and insulin responses. So I'm going to get some of that information.
Oh, I'm going to reach out to Jeff. I'd love to have him on the show about that because
he has a new book out, actually, so you should talk to him.
Oh yeah, he wants to plug his book. Perfect. You know what? But it's always seemed to me that it's very suspicious that artificial sweeteners, while they may not have any traditional caloric value that sugar does, that they are still not acting in a similar pathway. So this would be really great to have them on. Okay, so what about fat? Women tend to be more fearful of fat when they want to lose fat than men. I get the message. I eat coconut oil every single day. I eat whole eggs every single day. I'm not afraid of fat. I know it doesn't contribute to fat storage. Why do women get that one wrong?
Because it's still thought of as being high calorie and because it was drilled in our heads for like 30, 40 years. And it's still out there. There's still labels on foods that say low fat, blah, blah, blah. So it's really hard to get it out. And even you read these magazines like these Shape magazines or women's magazines and they still talk about watch out for eating too many nuts because they're high in fat. It's like, really? When's the last time you saw someone get fat off eating nuts?
Right, right.
I don't know. And there's actually research studies, too, showing Joan Slavin and the other researcher that was John Sabate showed that nuts, when eaten in high consumption by people over a long period of time, do not contribute to body weight. And actually that people that eat a lot of nuts, there's actually a 2011 paper that just came out a few months ago that showed that people with high nut consumption actually had a lower body fat percentage than people that ate no nuts. So there was actually some sort of like extra fat burning effect or satiety effect from nuts.
I have to believe it's satiety because if you eat nuts, they will... If you eat nuts before a meal, it almost has the same effect of what you used to promote, which was eating fiber before a meal. It makes you feel full longer.
Well, nuts are very high in fiber. That's why.
Oh, is
they're
that
really
what
high in fiber.
Duh.
Yeah, they're really high in fiber. And they're the thing is with nuts is that they're only digested to like 60-70% of their total value. As if you look, when you eat a nut, they don't always get all digested.
Right.
So you go to the bathroom and it goes with you.
Right.
So
right.
You're not getting all those calories anyway. And even if you did, the fat calories aren't like calories that are raising insulin and causing a storage effect.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about carbohydrates, because this really becomes a minefield, because this word carbohydrate is so broad-reaching. But really, the real culprits, not vegetables. Vegetables are great. We know that. But the starchy carbs, the grains, the you know, pasta, bread, all. Where do you stand on that with women and dieting?
I tell people to avoid all flour products. I don't care what kind of flour it is. I don't care if it's rice flour or whatever flour. It's just very processed and simple and very, you know, raises blood sugar levels. And my analogy that someone told me like many, many, many years ago is that you can get flour wet and you get wallpaper paste. So what's it doing in your gut? So I really advocate, and it works very well, that when you cut flour out, it is huge for weight loss. But I'm not anti-grain. Like, I'm not anti-rice or bulgur or barley or quinoa. I don't know, wheat berries, you know, those little hard wheat berries.
What about stuff like Ezekiel bread, sprouted grain breads?
Yeah, I mean, I advocate that too. I think that's what I actually take everyone off their normal bread. Amazing how much bread people eat. And then I question them and I ask, you know, if you were to make your own loaf of bread in your house, how long would that actually last before it, like, developed mold or, you know, something started going funky with it? And they tell me, oh, like 3 or 4 days. And I'm like, okay, well, then ask yourself, how is the bread in our supermarket viable for 3 to 4 weeks because of all the crap they put into it? And you're eating that crap, and that's not good for us. And in certain countries, some of the ingredients that are found in loaves of bread are even banned. Like Europe will ban, I can't exactly remember exactly what ones they are at the moment, but I did a presentation on it a few months ago, and was just blanking. It's a big, long name.
Is it the stuff that they use to make it look golden brown when it's a wheat bread that actually is a fertilizer or something like that? Alisa did a show about this not too long ago. You know, all these fast food whole wheat breads have that golden brown color, but it's not because they have wheat in them. It's whole wheat in it. It's because they have some sort of aluminum, oxidized aluminum byproduct in them.
So, oh, that's disgusting.
I know. Next time you go and get one of those golden brown buns at they recommend that you eat over at Subway. Think about it. You know what I mean? You're eating some sort of fertilizer product. So.
Yeah. It's pretty gross. Like, a lot of the stuff out there is just disgusting, and just flour in general. And then if you ask people to not eat flour, they're left with eating more vegetables, more protein. Because if they're not having toast for breakfast, they're having like an orange, like eggs and say an orange with your breakfast. And then for lunch, they're eating a big salad with lots of different vegetables on it, and olive oil and balsamic vinegar dressing, certain things like that, but they're not eating a sandwich or they're not eating a roll on the side. Like, why would you even eat a roll? Like, how is that food? And then dinner, they're not eating pasta, but they're eating brown rice or quinoa or some other grain, or a potato, which, I mean, potatoes got slammed. They're awesome. Potatoes are great, you know, but you got to eat them with, you know, some protein or a balanced meal, of course.
Something to slow down, to slow down gastric emptying. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I got a bunch of things I want to ask you real quick questions on. I just want to get your opinion on. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsyth Probanek. You can get her books at Amazon.com. These are great books, two of them. New Rules of Lifting for Women, which is one of my favorite titles. Lift like a man, look like a goddess. I love that. Every woman should follow that mantra. And the other one, it was written for Women's Health magazine, which is the Perfect Body Diet. Great books for women who want to reach their physical goals. Stop wasting time. Read a couple books. We'll be right back. Oh,
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't I have the best bumper mashup music, Cassandra?
Yeah.
I have like such great bumper. I sometimes I come out of a break and I just linger there. It's like, oh, I don't want to start the show. I really like this song. I want to listen to it.
It's awesome.
All right. So anyway, I want to get your opinion on a couple things. Okay. First of all, corn. Is corn worthy of being in part of the diet?
Well, I eat it. I like corn.
Do you?
I eat corn. I don't know why I should feel guilty about that, because I don't eat anything bad. So I don't think there's much wrong with corn. And I don't know. I would prefer, I don't know about genetic modification if that's the issue, but.
That's part of it. That's really the issue for me. GMO. There's no way of getting any type of heirloom corn seed in this day and age, or it's virtually impossible. And
yeah,
GMO corn is really bad for your stomach. I mean, in my humble opinion, it's going to come out in the next decade that it's at the root of the outbreak of GERD and IBS in this country, because we can look at the stomachs of pigs that are fed GMO corn and GMO soy, and we see IBS and GERD, and we see infertility, and we see all these problems that plague the human race as well.
It's not other things they're eating.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. You're right. I guess I can't. I got to be careful. You know what? I'm not a scientist, so I put my foot in my mouth very, very regularly. But thank God I have no accreditations that anybody can threaten to take away. So there you go.
Well, I feel like, you know, the amount of corn I actually eat, like I do enjoy in the summer to, you know, have corn with, say, pork tenderloin or something else I'm eating because of on the scale of, like, risks in our society, because, like, our society is full of them. I think that's on the lower end for me in mine, but I don't know. Like, cause like I said, I don't eat bread and I don't eat processed stuff and I don't eat sugar and I don't use artificial sweeteners. And, you know, like I won't even buy whey protein with artificial sweeteners in it either.
Right.
You know? So I only buy an unsweetened, completely plain whey, and that's what I have. So I guess just on the spectrum of things, I don't know. That's
okay. All right. Wine. I'm Italian. I like to have a glass of wine with dinner, but I've come to feel that wine may be stalling my progress. And I know that women like to drink wine, especially, you know, leisurely, have a glass or two of wine in the evening to kind of, cause even doctors will say, well, have a glass of wine. It relaxes you. I don't buy that. I think I personally think you don't sleep as well when you drink wine, but what's your position on wine in the scheme of repartitioning the body?
Yeah, I try to have people come off alcohol in terms of to have ideal fat oxidation, because alcohol is known to stop the burning of fat and also cause the storage of fat at the same time, just the alcohol molecule. So I if, you know, someone's struggling with weight loss, and then alcohol often leads to either more alcohol or not eating the right things or not exercising, so it does have secondary effects not related directly to it.
Cassandra, wine also leads to sex.
You can't
throw that one away, okay? No, I agree. But anyway.
Unless it makes me tired and you fall asleep.
Yeah,
so.
That's actually what it does. You know what? What's funny? Wine does make me tired. It really makes
there
me tired. It's such a powerful central nervous system depressant for me that a glass of wine makes me want to go to sleep.
Yeah, so you're not having sex, so don't throw that
exactly,
one out there.
Exactly,
you're wrong.
Exactly. but I do know that wine, you know, the wine industry is promoting wine as having benefits, the sirtuins and, you know, and the resveratrol and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, there is health things, but, you know, if you're, one of my clients, you know, was drinking like 2 glasses of wine every night, so that was a little excessive, but I said, can you just have 1 glass every once in a while?
Yeah.
And that was better for her.
Okay. And so do you see, when people do come off the wine, do you see them making progress again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I see the weight come off because they're not sitting there drinking wine. They're outside walking their dog or, you know, doing something else or burning fat, because wine doesn't really promote that.
Right.
But there is, like, there are some people that don't have that response. Like, I think I remember reading about Lee Labrada. I guess, you know, pre-contest, he would drink like a glass of wine, you know, every night before his contest. But I don't know many other people that did that, and he still won. He's
right.
Quite a,
right. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, he's one person. Exactly.
Yeah.
What about, okay, so there's a trend in the United States now for women to look, quote unquote, skinny. And we have this new terminology, skinny fat. We have women with diminishing amounts of muscle mass starting at very, very young ages. Women look almost like you can't even see any muscle under the skin any longer. They're just smooth. I have to believe that this is going to come back and haunt them once they get to be 50, 60, and 70 and they can't lift themselves out of a chair. What is your opinion of this female ideal that seems to permeate the landscape today?
Well, but there is the new trend of strong is the new skinny is coming out too. So there are those, you know, even Nike has that shirt, I think, that says strong is the new skinny. So I don't think it's starting to, like, cut back a little bit, that women are starting to realize that skinny fat doesn't work, but it's kind of gross. Like, it irritates me, especially in New York City. I'm so close to New York City, and all the women there and all the trainers there are these, like, sticks, and they don't do anything. Like, they hop on one foot, and they, like, you know, the Tracy Anderson method and stuff, like, ugh. But I've had a very skinny girl, you know, when I was training her, say to me she didn't want to look like me because I had too much muscle. I was like, are you kidding? Like,
really?
I wish I had too much muscle.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But she wanted to, like, have, like, stick legs and stick arms, and she, another girl actually told me that when she looked in the mirror, she had, like, little, like, you know, delts, and it was, like, little bulges on the side of her arm, and I was like, that's muscle, it's a good thing, and she's like, I don't like it.
It's a
I was like, oh my God.
It's a wonderful thing. What about,
it's a wonderful thing.
Now, I know how you feel about organic dairy. We covered that.
Yeah.
What about organic yogurt, like Greek yogurt? It has 18 grams of protein. Is Greek yogurt, if it's an organic form, a good something for women to use as a snack?
Plain yogurt, because all the other stuff is still loaded with sugar. And we're such a sugar addicted society. It's like, oh, I can't eat plain yogurt. It doesn't taste good. Are you seriously? Stop eating all the sugar, and you will not be fat. I promise you that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. How about women and branched chain amino acids? You think that they're beneficial for women?
I first want people to eat protein, you know, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't know a lot of people that will take it if they're already eating quite a high protein intake. Maybe if their protein intake is low, say perhaps they're vegetarian or they just really won't eat any other sources of protein. Yeah, I'd rather them have that than nothing. But then I would like them to have it in a pill form, because I have a couple, like, you know, I have a couple supplement companies that sell stuff and it's all artificially colored and flavored stuff. And I'm like, ugh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of these questions are actually being messaged to me right now from Melissa, who's listening to the show in the other room of the studio.
Awesomeness.
Okay, okay. She wants to know if you are a proponent of Oxygen magazine.
No.
No. Okay, well, that's good, good, good.
I'm actually doing a magazine I read all the time is Men's Health magazine.
Really?
So women's magazines drive me freaking nuts. And even Women's Health magazine just makes me batty with all their skinny little messages for women on there. And I read Men's Health because the training stuff in there, the articles in there, and Playboy, of course, because my husband gets Playboy. And actually, they have really good articles in Playboy. But they really do. I'm not even joking.
Oh, come on, like, Cassandra. Everybody knows that nobody reads Playboy. Come on.
No, I do. I really like the articles. They have a great one this month. It was all on sharks and stuff. It's actually really good.
Okay,
Anyway, but Men's Health magazine is what I read. They've got tons of good training knowledge. Women's Health magazine, like I said, drives me a little bit nuts. Even though I will back the track a little second there, I am an advisory board member for Women's Health magazine, and they do ask me for quotes, so I do get information put in there. Right. But some of the other stuff, I still think their models are too skinny, and I think it sends a bad body image, and it's still the New York magazine business. Just again, it just drives me crazy.
Women are, I see a lot of women. You know, I'm 53 years old, so I'm talking about women in the age group that I'm looking at. I see a lot of women that are in my age group, baby boomer type women, who are striving to be skinny, and in their pursuit of skinniness, they are sacrificing what they believe is optional muscle, unnecessarily needed muscle, because they want to look a certain way. And I say this all the time. Like, Elisa and I'll have a conversation and I'll say, you know, she's going to regret that when she hits 60 and she can't lift herself out of a chair any longer, because that is why people are institutionalized. They're institutionalized not because they get senile in most cases. It's because they lose the ability to be ambulatory. They can't get out of a chair. They can't walk across the room without falling. And it's, guess what? Muscle is metabolic currency. The way you save money for the rest of your life, you better have enough muscle in the bank to get you through the rest of your life too.
That's awesome. I love that. That's great. Yeah, I'm totally with you on that one. That was great. Metabolic currency. I love that.
It is. You know, it's like you better have enough muscle. So, or spend all that money you saved in the bank won't mean a thing if you're sitting in a wheelchair facing the wall, you know, at some institution waiting for someone to come and change your poopy diaper.
Yeah.
That's
well,
no
then
fun.
I hope these women start buying and following the, you know, strong as the new skinny stuff, because that's coming. It's out there, but it's, I think, I've read a couple sites where another, internet personality, you know, she did a survey and she asked women what bodies they thought were attractive, and they thought the skinny bodies were attractive, and that the ones that had even just a slight amount of muscle, like Alicia Biel, or what's her name? Jessica Biel.
Oh, Jessica Biel. Yeah.
But I mean, when she had some muscle, they're like, oh, it's too muscular. I'm like, really? Which looks damn good, you know, but whatever.
Well, and then the last question that Alicia just messaged me about, men's push-ups. Is there such a thing as a man's push-up versus a woman's push-up?
I mean, we call it girl push-ups on knees, but I don't ever say that to my ladies. Like, I say, your push-ups on your toes or push-ups on your knees. I don't call girls or guys push-ups. And I always make sure they tuck their elbows, because the biggest issue I see with women is that their elbows are flaring out and they're like scrunching up their shoulders and they're killing their rotator cuffs and they're not doing anything. So put their elbows into it and they'll have less flappy arms because they actually get to use their triceps when they work out. So.
Right. Get those scapulas locked in place before you start doing push-ups, just like bench pressing. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No. Well, that's what it will carry over to, is a proper bench press. Like, you see so many guys even doing bench press with their elbows flared, and then they wonder why they have shoulder issues. You're like, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know why.
I think we've covered a lot of the bases. Here's what I'm going to say to the ladies listening to the show and to the men listening to the show who want to go back and explain to their ladies why they should be working out together at the gym so that their significant other can make better progress. First thing you need to do is go out and pick up the New Rules of Lifting for Women at Amazon.com. It's $10, for crying out loud. Spend the buck, first of all. Number two. Send me questions. We'll have Cassandra back on the show at onair@superhumanradio.com. Send me questions that were not answered in this interview, and I promise we'll have her back on. And please friend her, Cassandra Forsythe-Pribanic, P-R-I-B-A-N-I-C, right?
Yeah.
Did I do that right?
And check out
the video of Cassandra doing her kettlebell routine while the baby sits on the on the little blanket watching her. It's so cute. And I think what's really cute is after you finish doing it, as you're going to turn the camera off, you bend over and kiss her on the forehead.
She's my baby.
I know. It's very cute. Very, very cute. Listen, Cassandra, by the way, that is your back on the cover of that magazine, isn't it?
No, that's actually my girlfriend Michelle, who lived here in Connecticut with me. When they were doing the photo shoot, New Rules of Lifting for Women, I was in the middle of doing my comps for my PhD, and there was no way in hell I was going to do anything that revolved dieting, because I just wanted to pass so I could get the hell out of there. So
yeah. No, I got you.
I was like, no, I'm not going to try to be lean. Like, it's not that I wasn't lean, but it was like, no, I can't handle this stress right now. I had a lot going on when I wrote that book. And the other book in the last 2 years of my PhD, in addition to doing my dietetic internship. So if people tell me they don't have enough time for stuff, I'm a mom. I have a business. I work at two different locations. I have online clients. I try to update my blog. I'm really not good at that, but because there's so much else going on. But yeah, you know, there's no excuses.
Okay, sounds good. I know. All right, listen, Cassandra, thanks so much for being on the show today. We'll have you back on soon. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Carl.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, so there you have it. Another episode of Superhuman Radio is done. Thanks to Steve Lapidus from AgeForce.com for coming on and talking about their new transdermal patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, click on the banner ad for AgeForce, and learn about Testo 100. If you like what you read, you can save 50%, a huge difference in price when you use the coupon code SHR4, the numeral 4. And, of course, go to Amazon.com and check out Cassandra Forsythe's now it's Cassandra Forsythe-Pribanic, her two books. They're really great books. The first one is New Rules of Lifting for Women, and the other book is The Perfect Body Diet. Both fantastic books, one about training, one about nutrition. Put them together and have a perfect body. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.